Unfortunately, when it comes to foreign domestic helpers, the immigration status which the immigration department avail to such foreign workers that come to take up these prescribed duties in Hong Kong, the limit of stay that they get is directly tied to their continuing work in Hong Kong. And so if their employment terminates for any reason, then effectively they're automatically granted a 14-day limit of stay from the date of the actual employment termination, whereupon they're expected to present papers to secure sponsorship from an alternate employer, or they have to leave. Therefore, unfortunately, a strict operation of law, once the 14 days are up, then she will have to leave and her immigration status will end. And in terms of the continuation of her residence in Hong Kong, in the wake of the termination of that employment, irrespective of what other circumstance she has at play in her life, she will not be able to remain. She's going to have to make an exit. Subsequently then, if she wants to return back to Hong Kong, she's going to have to come back as a visitor, and as an Indian national, she'll have certain time limits that prescribe her time remaining in Hong Kong as a visitor, usually 14 days. And that's really sort of the only immigration status that you can reasonably expect to be able to get for you to be able to remain in Hong Kong. But naturally enough, a visit is a visit is a visit, and it isn't a sustainable immigration status for you to be able to spend your time here. The only other immigration status that could conceptually be available to you on the basis that you're in a loving, committed, lifelong relationship is to apply for a prolonged visitor visa, whereupon you could secure potentially up to 6 months limit of stay on the strength that you're in a relationship that will eventually lead to a legal marriage. But the problem that you're going to face there is that there is an expectation of prior cohabitation before she ever came to Hong Kong. And given that her time spent in Hong Kong has been as a domestic helper, she will, by operation of her employment contract as a foreign domestic helper, have been living with her employer. So even if she'd been here for several years, and let's say some sort of arrangement to prevail between the two of you where she was spending most of her time living with you when she wasn't working, which would have been a breach of her conditions of stay previously, you would never be able to use that as a good evidence to the immigration department about the serious intent of your relationship. Moreover, it's almost impossible for foreign domestic helpers to, or for people who have held a foreign domestic helper visa once previously, to subsequently go on to adjust their immigration status to employment under the general employment policy, because of the disparate nature of the two types of work that's involved between being a professional in the general employment policy and also foreign domestic helper, and the duties associated with that work. So you're really struggling, I'm afraid. I can't think of anything more that might allow you to continue your lives together. The obvious one, of course, is that if you're both free to marry, and it's always been your intention that your relationship would eventually lead to a legal marriage, you do have the opportunity of sort of the nuclear option, as it were, although I would never advise that you get married just for immigration purposes. But if you do decide that the loving, committed nature of your relationship would justify you getting hitched, then you can certainly make an application for a dependent visa. But all that's going to have to be timed in the wake of her having to make an exit from Hong Kong, because the two-week limit of stay and her foreign domestic helper visa is going to limit your options very, 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 they're going to limit your options. Okay, I hope you found this useful.